Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that one of the great things when we are resurrected is that we'll be able to see God as He is. What a way to start the day today. God the Son left heaven's glory, entered into Mary, and began to form, the Father forming him over those next 9 months, and he was born of the Virgin. But he always was God. It was his human body and human spirit that began 2,000 years ago. But from everlasting to everlasting, he's the Son of God. Read Proverbs chapter 30. What is his son's name, if you can tell, speaking of God? So even 1,000 years before Jesus come, it's already talking about him as the Son of God in the book of Proverbs. So God was always a spirit. Jesus Christ, the word, dwelt. In verse 14, dwelt among us. The word dwelt means to tabernacle. Tabernacled about among us. The tabernacle was a tent. His flesh was a tent. It's a tent about him, for as Moses was told, no one can see God and live. One of the great things when we are resurrected and we have that body that's likened unto his glorious body, we'll be able to see him as he is. Not even Adam could see that in his day. Moses, great man of God, did not get to see that. No one got to see that. Only Jesus Christ. So understand that from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. And so, as you see that, and that God is a spirit, he came for you, and he came for me because he loved us. Now, Jesus is from everlasting to everlasting. He always existed in eternity past. But in his humanity, he did the following. He conquered sin. He conquered sin. Now, you know, we think of the penalty of sin was death. But when he died for us, the transfer of all sin for all time was placed upon him. And in his love, he laid down his life for us. That's what our text in 1 John 3:16. That's the depth of it. It's so easy just to read those words and keep on reading. He not only conquered sin, but in his humanity, he obtained the keys of hell and of death. For Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 tells us that. I am he that was alive and was dead, and behold, am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Wow. Oh, what he got for us. But not only does he conquer sin for us in his humanity, not only does he obtain the keys of hell and of death in his humanity, although that he was God from eternity past and could control all of creation, we see the next thing is that angels, authorities, and powers are subject unto him, according to 1 Peter 3:22, in his humanity. Next, he is the heir of all things. We, my friend, are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's why when he says, if we suffer with him, we also shall be glorified together with him. And for the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in him. Now, understand that if we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ in his human body, because he did everything in his humanity for us, and he gained all these things. So if he gained all those things in his humanity, what does that mean for us today? That means as joint heirs in Christ Jesus, if you've been saved, which you are saved, if you've received him as your Lord and Savior, then you're a joint heir with him. And as long as he exists in the human body, we exist. And he's going to exist forever. Jesus Christ our Lord, in the greatness of his love, not only paid the penalty for our sin, but in addition, he confined himself for the rest of eternity to a human but glorified body, that we also might have eternal life and an eternal glorified body. Now, I believe that in his glorification, there's one thing that he'll have that we don't have, and that is the nail scars in his hands. But I wonder if in that day and in eternity, it'll be like a husband looking at his wife and his wife looking at her husband's finger and seeing that ring. A symbol of their love. And we'll see the symbol of the love of God for us in dying for us. And it'll be a great symbol of love. Oh, what glory when we are glorified together with him. Now, let's think about this. I want you to listen to these verses about the Lord Jesus Christ before his incarnation. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, they're very important verses. I like these verses. I sometimes just like to read them and think on them, just to read them by themselves and think on it. You probably have verses that you love just as much. But not only those verses, I also like Isaiah chapter 6. And so I'm going to try to just put both those passages together to you. But first of all, in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw the color of amber and the appearance of fire round about within it. And by the way, our God is a consuming fire. From the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire. And it had the brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard the voice of one that spake. Now, we see the color of this throne, okay? It's talks about its greatness and glory, the color of amber, this one that sat upon it, the appearance of his loins upward and even downward, was as it were the appearance of fire. There was such a brightness around about it. And my friend, it was as the appearance of a bow in the cloud in the day of rain, the appearance of the brightness round about his throne. And then we're told this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God. And when Ezekiel sees it, he hears his voice. He falls on his face. He just falls on his face. He just falls out forward, and that's it. And what I'm saying to you is this is the pre-incarnate, the Lord Jesus Christ. This was how he existed in eternity past. The angels surrounded his throne. That's why I take you to Isaiah 6 now. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Okay, the Lord sitting on a throne, just like here in Ezekiel chapter 1, sitting on a throne and lifted up, just like this throne is in Ezekiel 1, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one said to another, and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Now, here are seraphim, high-ranking angels surrounding his throne. They have six wings on them, and they cover their face. The brightness, the glory is so great, they have to cover their face, and they humble themselves in the presence. He says, "And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke." Now, Isaiah's watching all this, and he says, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King." And who is that King? He says, "The Lord of hosts." Wow. Again, the King of Kings is Jesus Christ. The Lord of hosts is Jesus Christ. This is what he sees. Angels cover their faces. They say, "Holy, holy, holy," surrounding his throne. And then with wings they fly that they might carry out his directives and his will. This was the place of Jesus Christ. And he emptied himself of all that glory in order to become a man, that he might save us from our sins. The Son of God so loved us, as did the Father so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. The Son of God loved us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my